two. Here okay. we go.
Well, round one. This
round
time.
One and round two.
Yeah, God, please. We're crossing our fingers and thinking positive thoughts that our recording doesn't fuck up this time.
Keeping a close watch on you.
I know. We lost some juicy stuff last
time. We did.
It's fine.
Not that I remember it because my brain is a goldfish, but.
It's fine.
In my memory, R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Pour one out. Spray one out for those lost
ashes. Not spray one out, please. It's our 100th episode.
I know.
I like just realized that.
Oh my God.
100 times.
100.
Amazing.
God, I wish we had.
What?
I don't know. I was like, I wish we'd done something better.
I think this is great.
I think it's great. I think it's fine. What was your favorite episode?
We've had this discussion so many times.
But now there's 100 to choose from.
Now we have 100 to choose from. All my answers remain the same. Rapid Fire, Mona Catan, Boy Smells, Mo Costanzi, Luca Couturin.
Yeah.
And then also just like a lot of moments just with you have really stuck out to me as my favorites when they were just like you and I kicking it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
A lot of those.
What about
I also love the Mo Costanzi episode and the Luca Turin one. It's all a blur.
It sort of is.
I liked our deodorant episode.
Yeah.
That went like off the rails.
Completely.
Really
I feel like we've been like better at like staying on the rails as of late, which I feel very good about.
It's boring.
It's not boring. We don't spiral as much as we used to.
That's growth, baby.
We do that off the mic.
We've grown.
And we continue to.
Yes. As people, as that's it. That's it. I haven't gotten any taller.
2 years plus of this, it does sort of like the mind boggles that we have been doing this for so long.
I know.
I know that 2 years is not all that long of a time.
It's not, but it feels like it. I think because of all of the occurrences.
Yeah.
There's just too many occurrences.
I know.
Stop occurring.
Things need to stop happening. Yeah. I mean, I think also like starting this in, you know, pandemic round one and then having all of that shit happen and us, you know, going through things personally and professionally and this and that. It's just like, God.
We're totally different people. I'm not the girl I was when we started this podcast.
I might be, to be honest.
Just a little. Just,
no,
just a little.
Just kidding. Just kidding. Yeah. Things do be happening.
Well, like I was getting to the point where speaking of growth, my fragrance collection has grown so much. I'm just like running out of space.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know like what to do with them. Mm-hmm. As much, but I don't necessarily want to buy a structure because I feel like once you start buying storage structures, then your whole fucking place gets cluttered. I don't like that. And then like, as soon as you buy storage, you accumulate more stuff.
Right.
That's just the way it goes. I don't want to accumulate more stuff.
I'm fully with you. I am at the point where I'm just like, get rid of everything.
Yeah.
Like I just told you before I left last week, I got rid of all my backstock makeup. Like everything that I could have donated, I did. And then everything that just needed to be thrown out, I threw out because there were like two shelving units or like drawer units of stuff that like made sense for me to have a few years ago. But now I have culled everything down and I still like wear a lot of makeup and have a lot of shit. But like, I'm just like, I can't have this around anymore. And I'm trying to do that with like candles, like give all that shit away. I just don't want anything anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
God, I used to be more precious about like, saving things I knew I liked, but then I'm like, Sable, you're literally never going to use all this shit before you're dead.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, you know what? It doesn't matter. If I really, really like something, I will buy it again.
Exactly.
I can give this to someone and let them enjoy it.
That's the thing. It's like, I'm never going to use all of that. I only have one body and one life to live, unfortunately. And like, I want to live forever, but allegedly I'm not going to. So
it's
like, I don't
want to live forever.
I like to have some things around for like references or benchmarks or things like that. But most of it, I'm just like, who would like this?
Yeah. Most everybody I know is a woman. So the few times I interact with men, like a lot of times it'll be like, oh, I'm going on a date. Or like, there have been like a couple over the past several months, like second dates or third dates with somebody where I'll be like, do you want skincare? I'll just like give them shit.
I love that.
And they're so happy to receive it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not like, you don't, I don't think you need this, but if you're like vaguely interested in skincare or you like products, please have them.
Yeah.
And they're like so thrilled.
It's funny. It's funny because like I do that with all the women in my life, but all the dudes I know, for some reason, it's just like harder for me to do that because like I have, this is such a bitch ass problem, I'm sorry, but I have the new H24 Hermes line of skincare for men, for men in quotes, and I'm not going to use it just because like I don't want, you know, but I'm like, who would I, can I give this to that will appreciate it? Like, whose boyfriend do I know? I don't know. It's just like shit like that. I don't know. Anyway.
Not
Stop saying his name.
We'll cut it out.
he actually got sent it too.
Oh, okay. So his name like, double. Well, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I do regret giving a candle to somebody I want to date with. Them.
Same. God.
I think he thought it was like a symbol of my love, and it wasn't. It was actually like kind of one that I was like, ooh, I might have liked that, but you picked it, so here, you can have it. And I have literally 20 candles, so yeah. I don't need it, and please enjoy it.
Yeah.
Do not think this is anything more than just a candle. Oh no, you thought it was more than just a candle, and now you're upset.
Yep.
Don't give boys candles. They'll think you're in love with them.
Don't give boys anything.
Don't give boys shit.
I gave away Voicemails to Neems, and I feel like a clown because I love that scent.
Oh, that is a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. It is good. They should make that into fragrance.
I will say the voicemails are the one candles that I always hoard. Like, I don't like, really? I don't give those away. I keep those.
That's fair.
Yeah. Those are the good ones. But everything else, I'm like, Nest? Bye.
Fuck Nest. Yes.
Yes. Well.
Have you tried the voicemails hand soap and body lotion? Hand lotion?
Some I've tried. They sent me samples of Cannabis and Phantom. Mm-hmm. I love the scents. Weirdly, the soaps don't really lather.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah, and I was like, what's up?
I need a hands up to lather, sorry.
Yeah, no, same. And they just don't lather that much, so part of me's like, huh?
Yeah, they sent me Fantôme and Petalia.
Oh, nice.
And yes, I like them.
Everybody's doing hand soap now. Alloria just launched hand soap.
Oh, did they?
And hand lotion, yeah.
I didn't know that, that's great.
It looks really pretty.
Oh, I bet it does.
Yeah, of course, like, all of their packaging looks dope, so.
Yeah.
And I was immediately like, I need that, even though, no, I fucking don't. I have, like, that huge...
You kind of do, though.
I have that huge tub of the Persons of Interest hand soap that he's gave me.
Oh, yeah.
One, which I'm excited to use, but I'm still making my way through my And Other Stories deja vu mood.
Fair. Well, yeah, just use your shit up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's good.
Like, I don't use like a huge blob of hand soap because it lathers. You don't need the huge blob.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, maybe I gotta start using bigger blobs.
I gotta stop saying blob.
I love blobs.
I love that Persons of Interest hand soap. I love the smell. And I love the logo. Like, that two-headed snake is just so sick. I want that fucking bomber jacket.
Oh, yeah,
like, I would wear that logo. Oh, it's so cool. Anyway.
How was your Black Friday? Did you get anything?
Did I get anything on Black Friday? No, actually. Well, yes. But it... Again, I just bought underwear.
See, that's what I was going to do. And then all the underwear I wanted wasn't actually on sale. That's the one thing that I was like, oh, I do need more new underwear and socks.
Where do you buy underwear from? Sorry if you don't want to answer that.
No. That's fine. I actually that's not my business. I have very specific style of underwear that I like. I want a string bikini cotton, preferably not that microfiber stuff. But everything is like a cheeky design now where like half your ass is out and which immediately equals wedgie to me. And I'm like, just give me coverage. That's the point of underwear. Mm-hmm. Please. And then all of them are just basically like really, really thick thongs. It's like a faulty thong. And I'm like, this doesn't help anybody.
Yeah.
Because you still have panty lines and you're uncomfortable.
Right.
But Calvin Klein used to make my favorite style, but they discontinued them, of course. So goodbye.
Yeah.
And now I'm just on the hunt for something comparable.
I'm wearing my favorite underwear today, just remember.
Are they Skims?
No, Skims doesn't really make boy stuff, which is
that
like
is weird.
They're fucking leaving money on the table.
Yeah. Well, literally everybody I tell my underwear woes to, they're like, have you tried Skims? Have you tried Skims?
Listen,
and I'm like, they're all cheeky.
Listen, are they?
Yeah.
Okay. People fuck with Skims.
They do.
I have never met a customer of Skims that was not like a disciple.
I don't get it.
I have two Sherpa pullovers, which are lovely, but like it's a Sherpa pullover. I've got a t-shirt and a tank, and the t-shirts are really, really nice.
Yeah, people are always like, oh my God, this is like, I'm like, I don't
they
know.
They need to make like, anyway, whatever.
I'm not super political about brands, but that's one that I'm like, they don't need my money.
That's fair.
Yeah. Not that Calvin Klein needs my money either, but like.
That's true.
At least they're tried and tested.
Yeah.
Like, also for someone with zero titties, I'm like, you actually make bras that make my non-tits look like they might exist one day. So, thank you for that.
I love that. Thank you, Calvin Klein.
Thank you, Calvin Klein.
Did you get any fragrances this week that you... Like, is anything happening? Are we in a dead zone again? I think we're too close to holiday for releases.
I love how you say dead zone.
Calendar dead zone.
There's never a dead zone. You can always buy.
Especially with... Well, sure.
There's always things to buy.
This is true.
I did see like a few pretty decent fragrance sales for this week. Mm-hmm. And then I was going to post it. Then I was like, I don't want to encourage people to buy things. But like commodity, they're like 50% off. And I was like, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Actually.
Those are expensive ass fragrances.
Yeah. I was like, that's actually a really good deal.
Yeah.
And then I was like, we talk enough about them that the people who are interested would already be on,
already know,
be on that mailing list anyway. So
right, like, exactly.
I did cop a travel size, a 10 milliliter of Annabelle's birthday cake.
Love. Yeah. Oh, care about that too.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah. Because I really liked it when I smelled it at her launch party. Mm-hmm. It slaps.
Everyone should own that.
I feel like, I don't know if that's her most popular one, but as like an entryway to her fragrances, it is like a little bit of an anomaly. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think the rest of her collection is very much like that.
I agree completely.
But I do think it's like a good marriage of the two because like her stuff can get really earthy and opulent, or it can be kind of very musky and breezy and sweet. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, it's like a good Venn diagram sliver of the two.
Annabelle's birthday cake is also sort of its own self-fulfilling prophecy in that sort of it gives you whatever you're looking for from it.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
I agree.
Like,
I agree.
It is fully a gourmand, of course, yeah. But if it's very vanilla frosting sweet, but it also has that, like, lemon, if you're looking for, like, a bright citrus, and it has, like, I don't know if it's iris, but it has that, like, heliotrope, like...
Yeah, there is a floralness
to it. A definite floralness to it, and then a little rubberiness from the balloon accord, which I die for.
Yeah.
But it's sort of, like, it is whatever you want it to be. If it's also, like, if you are sort of afraid of gourmands, number one, grow up, number two... It is a really interesting, intelligent gourmand, and I think that anyone would love it if they're, yeah, like, willing to.
Yeah. It's a quirky gourmand.
Have we had her on?
Yes.
Okay, right. Okay, 100 episodes in, I'm always like, we should have this perfumer on, and Sable's like, bitch, we have.
Yeah. I love every time Titan's like, oh, have we had them on? We should have them on. I'm like, dude, we have. It's so funny.
Okay, 100's a lot.
Every time. It's so funny.
There is the one. Yeah, never mind. Yes.
We're running out of guests.
Literally.
Well, okay. I know we obviously talk a lot of fuck ton about fragrance on here to the point where people think that we're just a fragrance podcast. I saw that we were like included in this like beauty podcast to listen to roundup. Mm-hmm. And again, they were like a perfume podcast. And I was like, it's not a perfume podcast. But then I'm like, I guess it is because we do like 80% of what we talk about is perfume.
I never thought I'd hear you say that.
No. It's like it is in practice, but in my head, in concept, it's not.
I think it's both. I think it's a nice balance of 50-50. I think that I don't listen to any other fragrance podcasts, no disrespect, but
I don't listen to podcasts.
We have always, from jump, made it a point to bring in like other things. Yeah. So it's not just a fine fragrance podcast. I don't fault people for calling it a perfume podcast or a fragrance podcast. That is a battle that I choose not to fight. And
I'm giving up.
If you're an editorial and you are trying to get to a word count, it's a lot easier just to say a perfume podcast than like scents and smells and blah, blah, blah. So it's like, I get it. But also that same roundup that we were in, I think did describe us pretty well.
Well, they copy pasted our bio.
Are we talking about the same one?
Yeah, the one I sent you. Okay. I forget. It was like some random.
Oh, because okay. But did they really?
They like, yeah, pretty much copy pasted our bio, which is fine with me.
I need to like reread our bio because the Fragrance Foundation did too. And I was like,
they
described us so well. And you were like, yeah, because they copy and pasted it.
Oh, yes, them as well. They also copy, which again, I'm not mad at. But
that's true.
Every time I try to get different types of guests related to like smell, they're like difficult to get.
They're harder to get.
Yeah. They're harder to get. They don't get it. They're like, what?
Yeah.
A podcast about, huh?
Yeah.
Who do you want to talk to about what?
Right.
And I'm like, the scientists, give me the
scientists. We do want to talk to scientists.
I know, but it's so like the few times we've been lucky, we're like Mocha Standy, he was a neuroscientist, Rachel Hurst, Luca Turin. Like, I was like, I think we were spoiled because they were so game immediately.
Yeah.
That I was like, oh, it's always going to be this easy, and it's not.
Did I tell you I was at this thing for Zsa Zsa Le Coq, which is this like extraordinarily expensive watch brand? Anyway, I met I met this guy who, I don't know, was like an art historian, or I think he was a curator. And he put me on to this writer in New York who collects perfume bottles, I guess perfumes, which come in bottles. And she has a book about that. So I bought it and it's at my house. Okay. And she has an original Chanel No. 5 that comes in like the aluminum case, whatever.
Okay.
And I'm trying to piece this together in my head. Okay. This was recently. What is happening to my memory? I want to read the book, and then if it is what I think it is, we should have her on and maybe record from her gallery.
Okay.
Which I think is her apartment.
Okay.
See you in a year. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, like, to a certain extent, that's really interesting. I don't know shit about history.
Because we've never really done, like, a bottle-centric episode with a guest.
No. I would love to talk to a bottle designer.
Yes.
Like, the type of person who gets commissioned from, like, DKNY or Cody or whoever to make, like, custom-tooled bottles. Like, I think that's really cool.
Yeah. We'll do that.
Allegedly.
We will.
We will. But, yeah. Like, as far as perfumers go, is it always going to be the same cover?
Yeah. I don't know. I think a lot about, like, repetition. Yeah. And I really try, like, we both really try not to, you know, just talk about the same shit over and over.
Yeah.
And it's hard because I was just talking to someone about this. Like, I don't want to talk the same fragrances over and over, but it's like there are favorites and there are benchmarks and there are like things that we love. And it's also, I'm sorry, our fucking podcast.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, I'm not doing this to please anyone else. I'm doing this to create the type
so
of shit that I'd listen to.
Yeah.
You know? And I think we do a pretty good job of that. But to your point, when we are looking for guests, and we could frankly have a ton more brands on the show than than we do.
So many brands are just like, please have us in your podcast.
But it's like, we're not trying to tell the same origin story over and over. You know what I mean? So it's like,
yeah,
there's got to be like a hook and there's got to be something interesting. And like, as chaotic LOL as a show sometimes seems, it's like, well, if we just told the same story over and over again with different brands, and we'd be doing brand service, and that's not interesting. So it's like
I'm not giving people free press just to like promote their shit.
Yeah, it's like, and we're not a launch podcast, and like, you know, a fragrance launch isn't always good enough. Sometimes the hook is there, sure, but like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's the tricky part, honestly. And like, sometimes I think some people I know think that this is more of a job than it is for me, for us. I'm like, how's the podcast? And I'm like, I don't know. Normal? Listen to it.
Or don't. Don't. You know what I mean? I have friends that are like, oh my God, like, I don't listen to your podcast. I know, I'm so sorry. I was like, no.
I don't
like,
care.
I don't need this to be an obligation.
I hope you don't.
Well, it's like, I don't want this to be an obligation for people that I love. You know what I mean?
Oh,
it's like,
for sure,
you talk to my bitch ass enough. Like, you don't need to listen to my show.
I'm glad you do, but also, like, just text me.
Exactly.
If you miss me, just text me.
And for those who do come back every week, we are very grateful for you.
Well, it is funny because there are things that, like, for instance, like you said, your parents listen to this.
I know. God.
My parents don't even know what a podcast is.
I'm obsessed
and if they
them.
Did, I would block them. Like, you're not allowed to listen to any of them.
My dad listens to the show because of you. What? He doesn't give a fuck about me. He is your biggest fan.
Oh, my God.
It's
Rob.
So funny. He just texted me about some shit you said yesterday.
Aww.
He was like, I listened to it 3 times. I was like, okay.
I love your parents.
No, I know. They're great. It is. Like, all I'm ever trying to do is, like, please my parents, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, I'm very lucky to have a very good relationship with them and, like, feel very supported, you know, no matter what fuck-ass thing I'm trying to pursue at any given time.
Aww.
But it's, like, it never escapes me that they're going to hear whatever stupid shit I say in this mic, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and it's,
yeah.
I try to, like, block that out because you can't create content like that.
Yeah.
Create content like that. Oh, my God, shoot me. But it's also, like,
God.
Mortifying.
God, I love white parents. I mean, okay, like, you have parents who support you and are interested in who you are as a person and, like, are concerned about your emotional health. And I have parents who are like, do you have enough money? Do you have enough food to eat? Okay, goodbye. I understand that I am, like, hyper independent and was, like, very quickly autonomous. Like, as soon as I graduated college, I was like, bye.
Yeah.
But I was also like, oh, that's also a result of trauma because I don't feel like I can be myself here with the people who raised me. So I have to go live alone and starve in Brooklyn. So I'm like, wow, that's so cool that your parents are interested in your creative pursuits.
In my life.
I know. I mean, I'm laughing, but also children of immigrants will understand this.
Right.
But yeah, I saw my parents for Thanksgiving and they're always like, so what's going on in your life? And I'm like, can't say that. In my head. And I was like, I'm still have job. And they're like, great. And I'm like, cool. How are you?
I never know what to say. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I always just fucking talk about like work and then like.
Yeah, same.
What they're up to.
It's always like defaults to work.
Which is fine, I guess.
I guess it's fine.
Yeah.
But it's like also just
on the
like.
Phone. Also, my parents hate the phone, which I appreciate because I also hate the phone.
Yeah.
We love.
Oh, yeah. No, I never speak to my parents on the phone.
We love to hang out.
Text
though.
Only.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why
even when I like go, they're like, oh, we miss you. We want to see you. So I was like, oh, okay. I'll go. They live in Queens. They're like so close.
Yeah.
So I go over and then like they just like watch TV silently. And I was like, are we spending time together or are we watching CSI? Like, what the hell?
It can be both.
It can be both. But also, at this point in my, like, 30 fucking 6 years of life, I'm like, this is, to them, normal. This is their version of quality time. Mm. It's just simply existing in the same space together and, like, eating together. Like, sure. That's it. So I was like, all right, I... that's what this is, and that's just how life is.
Yeah.
I'm at peace.
I'm just always like, I'm successful, I promise. I think.
I think my thing is always, have I ever asked you for money? No. So shut up.
Like, I just figured out what a 401k is.
Like, does Equinox like not match or something?
No, I think it does.
Okay. Oh, excellent.
I'm contributing to it, I think. But like, what is it? Anyway, this is a conversation for a different podcast.
It's like for the future, yeah, question mark, that we allegedly have. The future we're allegedly promised.
Right. I'm just trying to, never mind. Do you want to play a voice note?
Let's do
that. And can I pee? I'm so sorry.
Go pee. I'll queue up.
Thanks.
Hi, Brandon and Sable. My name is Asia.
Longtime listener, first time caller. I was wondering if you guys have ever come across tomato as a note in fragrance. Sounds odd, I know, but I have a candle by Boysmells that I'm obsessed with. It's the Gardener candle. It's tomato, white tea, honeysuckle, and something called petite grain. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong. But anyway, the tomato note really comes through and it's really lovely. I don't know what it is. It's like nostalgic and really green and fresh and just reminds me of like a garden in the backyard. I was curious if you've ever come across it in fragrance, and if you have any recommendations. Yeah, thanks. Smell you later.
Aww.
That's such a banger of a question.
I like how she ended it with smell you later.
I know, cute. Shout out to that.
The real ones get it.
Thank you, Asia. So it's funny that you say tomato because we this is a tomato household. But the second you said that, I was like, oh, that boy smells candle. And then you said that. So we are very much on the same page. I have come across, we are looking at the exact same thing. So I have come across tomato in a couple of fragrances, two of which I really want to try but have not, but one of which I'm going to definitely track down. The first of which is Hermes Un Jardin Sur Le Nil. I probably fucked that up. This was not a pronunciation podcast.
Un Jardin Sur Le Nil.
Thank you.
A Garden on the Nile.
Thank you.
That is actually a good one.
This sounds gorgeous.
I've smelled that.
Have you smelled it?
Yeah.
It's good.
It's at Sephora. I've smelled it before.
Oh, sick.
It's really good.
Sephora, even better. The second is Valentino Omo Acqua. And this sounds like a very us fragrance, Sable, because it has tomato, iris, leather, patchouli, and sage. Mm. Like, I mean, all the hits.
I feel like all the tomato fragrances, it's like an accent, but you probably wouldn't necessarily be able to pick out, like,
that's true,
the tomato.
I mean, maybe.
I'm going to try that one, say, like, marinara sauce or anything.
No. Like, well, and of course, as always, there is Demeter.
Yes.
If you do.
That I would, like, be curious.
The literal tomato
to
note.
Smell the Demeter one. I feel like there's tomato candles I've heard of.
Yeah, I feel like you're going to find tomatoes more in candles and fine fragrances.
And, like, home scents.
That doesn't stop us from trying.
Yeah. There is actually a New York Magazine article, 15 Best Tomato-Scented Candles of 2021 on The Strategist.
How specific do you need to get with your headlines?
Specific. It was written last October, or published last October. Who knows? Maybe that's when it was updated. But yeah, there's like all tomato-scented candles, including the Boysmells one that you mentioned. Wow. I think you have to get your tomato fix from a candle, perhaps.
Yes.
Well, well, well.
Well, well, well.
Tynan, what do you smell like today?
Sable, I thought you'd never ask.
It only took us 35 minutes.
I'm actually like soaked in, oh fuck, I'm so sorry. I want to make sure I don't fuck up the name because I keep fucking up the name. Whoever's trying to hack my Instagram, can you please fuck off?
Dude, I get so many of those too.
Dude, like, there's nothing here for you. Okay. I am wearing the new Mod Vanilla by Ariana Grande. Ooh. Yes.
Oh my God. I wish my nose was like working properly so I could have smelled you.
It's wait, very fun.
Wait, where is it?
It's where is fucking it? All over me.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Shit, I like that.
Okay, so.
Okay, I might have to call that.
Honest to God, if you and I had a baby and
that's
it was
what it would be.
And it was a fragrance.
Yeah.
And I chose to keep it, it would be 100% this fragrance.
Dude.
I got both of them.
Yeah.
I like both of them.
What is the other one?
Mod Blush.
Okay.
So let's start with Mod Vanilla.
I'm surprised at how much I like that.
I know.
I shouldn't be because I like Cloud.
Yeah. It's really good. It sort of takes a lot of the things that they've done prior in the collection and brings them forward with these two new fragrances. But this one is really just interesting. Okay, so the first time I put it on, the first thought I had was like, oh, this should be called like Sweet Nothings, because it's like sweet, but there's not a lot happening. And then as I wore it, I was like, this is actually really good and interesting. Like, if you took a vanilla and I'm trying like not to read the notes. Basically, all it is vanilla and musk. And then at the base, there's papyrus. And ooh. I swear to God, that comes forward.
That's what I smell. Okay.
The more that you wear it. Yeah. Because it's a little papery.
Yeah.
I don't know. I at first, I was like, huh, okay, cute. And then by the end of the day, I was like, no, there's something going on here. Papyrus. And it's not a vanilla like a Kayali vanilla or that flop by Rado vanilla. It's like not boozy and rich. It's really soft and plush and pillowy.
Yeah.
And then the musk really like keeps it together and sort of elevates it so it feels like it's floating.
Yeah. It's like a little bit sheer and effervescent. Mm-hmm.
And then there is this like papery quality to it, which gives it this like, I don't know, this sort of like soft, dry texture in a way. It's just really pretty. And I think like, there are, and I'm not saying this because I stan Ariana Grande, I don't give a fuck, but like, there are ways that you can do more by doing less. You know what I mean?
Yes,
like,
I agree.
A really, sometimes you can hold things back and do more with it, like a nice heavy edit. So, Mod Blush, the other fragrance that is coming out with this one, is fruitier. It's like passion fruit and raspberry and blah, blah, blah. And it's really nice. It sort of calls back to what they did with REM, but it's a little bit more pronounced and a little juicier and still really lovely. But I think Mod Vanilla is about to really be something because vanilla is so undeniable. Yeah. Everyone loves it. Yeah,
that's already like the hook for many people.
And this just wears in a way that's so interesting. It gets better as it wears. And it's just like a really intelligent take on vanilla and really like it just
the
feels
minimalist
like
take on vanilla.
Smart. Yeah, like. Yeah, exactly. It's still
like
fall.
Kind of cozy. Mm-hmm. And
it's really good.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that.
I do too. I do too. Sable, what do you smell like today?
Okay, so I smell like something I've kept reading about forever on my like Instagram stories, but like never wore it in person. Flaming Creature by Marissa Zappas. When I ordered Animal's Birthday Cake, she just like threw in a Flaming Creature, which I was like, oh, thanks. And it's funny because I think I read about it so much in like other people's reviews and comments that I had like such a different expectation from it. And I'm like, I know it's based on some writer who I don't know because I can't read. Also, her atomizers are so good. The little 10 mile, I don't know what it is, but you know like how there's like good sprays and bad sprays?
Yes.
Like that are too wet? Like this is like the perfect mist. But Flaming Creature, it smells to me, it reminds me so much of vintage cologne, but with a modern take on it. That's like the best thing I can think of.
Oh, completely. Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. I don't get a feel for like, it's a Chypre, it's a Fougere, it's a Gourmand. I don't get that in my head immediately. Like, immediately my brain is like, oh, this is like vintage cologne. But it's softer and like a little bit powderier and like more subtle.
But has a burning quality to it.
Yeah, yeah. It has.
It smells like old school cologne, really metallic, and then like ash.
Yes. Yeah, totally. So it's like hard to explain. I'm like, this smells like the past.
Can we land the reference here? Created in collaboration with poet M. Elizabeth Scott, Flaming Creature is a narcotic, hazy evocation of an ode to American filmmaker Jack Smith's best known work, The Entrancingly Disjointed Flaming Creatures.
Okay.
Whatever.
I can't read, but that's I also fine. Can't watch movies. But
yeah, same on that one.
See, I can't see and I can't read. I don't know what that reference is. Same. So I'm like, to me, I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
I love the name though. Flaming Creatures is such a fucking cool name.
I do too. The bottle's really cool too.
The bottle is really cool. I don't know who any of these people are, but that's fine. I just think it smells like vintage cologne plus a more subdued. It's almost like a little irisy, like a tiny bit. Like I don't know.
Is it okay? I'm only reading these notes because they're cool.
Okay. It has wormwood in it, which I think is cool.
Pink peppercorn. This is the top. Pink peppercorn, juniper, and orange ring pop.
Whoa.
Marissa always has one like really standout cool note. The mid is night blooming jasmine and wormwood.
Okay.
And the base is sandalwood, cedarwood, smoke, patchouli, and rum.
See, like, you tell me that, and that's not what I smell. But okay. Orange ring pop.
I know.
That's so funny. I love that. I just get kind of like, I think of like the library in Clue.
Yeah.
That's what I think of. Like mahogany bookshelves, lots of Chesterfield sofas, all those like little crumb snatching divots, lots of velvet curtains.
To me, it smells like
handlebar mustaches.
Yeah. Like the chair in a barbershop with leather and the metal.
Yeah. But like the barbershop in like the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Totally.
It's a vibe. Like, it's really very good. Cool.
Yeah.
Flaming creature. Anyway, now comes in 10 milliliters.
I'm so glad that you're wearing that because I too have always wanted to smell that.
But it's just like so funny reading other people's thoughts on it and then like mine are completely different. Like, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, everybody has different reference points, I guess. And since I can't read, I don't know those reference points.
Should we
continue?
Get back to part two of our 100
finally
best smells?
Yes.
I think we should.
All right, here we go. Number 50. Or 51, rather.
Yes.
Fog machine.
This was the one that I saw last week and was so pissed because it's so good.
Yeah.
This is so good.
The smell of a fog machine.
Completely.
And I used to like dislike it. I'd be like, ew, that's gross. But now...
It's weird.
It is a weird scent. It's like burning balloons or something.
Completely.
It's like something like rubbery and bad. But also like, I love it.
It's really good.
Yeah.
I did a bunch of professional theater like growing up and when I was on the younger side. And... the fog machine backstage would always leak.
Oh, no.
And they'd always be like at the edge of the stage because you need to see the smoke. And the fog liquid that would then make the smoke was really, really slick. And so we'd be like running outdoors and shit and always just fucking fall flat on our asses because it was just like, it was wild. So
does it smell different when it's not fogged though?
No.
It's like just the liquid or does it smell the same?
Probably from what I remember, it smells the same.
Okay.
I don't know if you can smell it if it's not fogged though.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? True. I'm sure you can, but like it's not in your fucking face.
Yeah, yeah.
You can do this one.
Okay. Christmas trees. Now is the time of year when they're selling the Christmas trees on the sidewalk and then you like walk through that like gauntlet of like bondaged Christmas trees.
Yeah.
And it smells so nice. That like pine smell, which is the closest to nature I get in New York City.
Yeah. The Christmas trees in the cock cage.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
This is a good one, too. Number 53, thrift stores.
Thrift stores. Every fucking thrift store I've gone in any city, in any country, has the same smell. And it's that, like, musty clothing smell.
Mothballs and old leather.
It's... And, like, wet wool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, like, such a distinct musty smell. But I'm like, how is this, like, global?
Right.
Weird.
Where's your favorite place to go thrifting in New York?
Good question. I will hit up the L Vintage spots.
Yep.
There are a lot in Bushwick. They have just like so much volume and they're not insanely expensive.
You're right.
Because like there are a lot of really good, I wouldn't even call them thrift because they're like more expensive than new clothes. But
yeah.
Like the vintage spots, like I don't know if it's still around. What goes around comes around.
Yeah.
That was like one of the big super stylish vintage shops, but
that's
everything
like
was insanely expensive.
Designer consignment, right?
Yeah, yeah. The fucking Olsen Twin
Clowns.
Shop there.
Yeah.
Like, come on. There's a place called The Attic that's like kind of decent.
Okay.
There's,
I think I was just there.
Yeah, it's on Grand Street. There's a couple spots in Williamsburg that have nice things, but again, are like stupid expensive. Amercord, that's like one of the OG vintage spots.
Yeah.
I remember they like filmed a scene of girls and
oh god.
Yeah.
I love vintage stores and but I just like don't know where to start in New York.
Yeah.
Like I've been to L Train, I love it. I've been to
Beacons. Like is like secondhand kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Same with like Buffalo Exchange.
Right. Yeah, Buffalo Exchange is I want to go thrifting with Margot cuz she's the queen of you don't know who
Margo
I'm talking
who?
About. Margot
Paul Pollock.
Yes, yes, yes. She is like
oh,
the
really?
Queen of New York vintage, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I'm talking like vintage.
Oh.
Yeah. So
I'm not that dedicated. I know like if you really, really want to get the good stuff, you have to like wake up at the crack of dawn
sure.
and go to like all the estate places. I just don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care that much. I'll like look at Poshmark first, honestly. Poshmark has a lot of good vintage on there.
I have been scoring better vintage online lately.
Yeah.
And like more specific.
People are
vintage.
Willing to like haggle too.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool.
I will not haggle. I'm too proud.
I'll just like make an offer and be like, you into it? Okay, no. If not, it's fine. I respect that. 54.
Uh-huh. Okay, this was mine.
Yeah.
And I need to shout out Karen Esvig, because when she was listening to this episode, she was texting me and she had such a good one, but it's sort of, were I to work it in, it's sort of duplicative of what we did last time. But she said dive bars that have popcorn. And I was like, oh, you are so right.
I've never been to a dive
bar really?
That had popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
Which ones?
All of them.
Not, well, I haven't been to that many bars as anyone else who actually can drink alcohol, but
Corner Bar and Hell's Kitchen has popcorn.
Okay.
It also has like four seats, but okay. I'm sorry, not Corner Bar, Pocket Bar.
Nighthawk, well, they're a movie theater, so
sure,
of course they would have popcorn.
But sometimes that happens. But I reskinned this into movie theater lobbies.
Oh yeah, it just smells like popcorn.
I know, it smells. I love popcorn. Popcorn's a delicacy. Get it together.
Popcorn rules.
Popcorn is awesome.
I remember when
sound so stupid right now.
Well, okay. Popcorn rolls. B, there's so many things you can do to it to make it even more delicious. It's insane that we just eat like inside out corn kernels. That's wild to me.
I know.
There's like so many things you can do with corn. That honestly is a fascination of mine.
Jessica Simpson puts Junior Mints in her popcorn.
That's weird.
But okay. Is it?
But they're not like melding together. They don't stick together. It's just like you're eating a popcorn, you're eating a Junior Mint.
I think she made some points.
Unless you like squish them, bind them together.
Somehow. Open your mind.
Fine.
I went to BAM last night and
oh, cool.
I walked in.
What did you
in.
See?
What did I see? It was called All the Beauty and the Bloodshed, and it was a documentary mm-hmm. about Nan Goldman.
Oh, okay.
Goldman,
the photographer.
Yeah, cool. And the opioid crisis.
Oh, whoa. That's intense.
I know. It gave.
It gave.
But I walked in. Oh, and there was a Q&A afterwards with her. It was lit.
Oh, okay. That's
it was great. Yeah. Anyways, we walked so in and it was, I'm not, please. yeah. And I was like, popcorn really hits.
Dude, popcorn rules. But movie theater popcorn is different.
Yeah.
Mostly because that like plastic butter sauce you put over it. Which like in my adulthood, like when I was a kid, I was like, lay it on.
Yeah.
And now in my adulthood, I'm like, that's disgusting.
Oh, I still love it.
But I love it, but it's so gross.
Every time I go to the movies with someone and they're like, oh, you can't get butter on the popcorn, right? Because you're lactose intolerant. I'm like, if you think there's any actual dairy.
Yeah, and
that,
I was like, that's not real butter, honey.
It's fucking gasoline, dude.
It's petrol. It's butter flavored petrol. For sure. It's fossil fuels. That's where they come from.
It is. I'm going to give this one to you.
55. Hotel. Did we not say hotel lobbies last time? Am I crazy?
If we did, no, we didn't. Hotel bathrooms.
Hotel rooms.
Hotel also. Rooms.
We did say hotel lobbies last time.
Fuck. Just kidding.
Damn.
We'll cut that out.
Okay. 56.
Mm-hmm.
Fried donuts.
Is this what I mean?
I don't know what you mean.
Because there's cake donuts, which you could like throw through a car window, and then they're like fried donuts, right? The puffy ones?
There's yeast and there's cake ones, yeah.
Not yeast.
Yes, that's what they're... Well, I'm going by the donut them. Plant. They're all fried? No?
I love to not know. Anyway.
Like, wait. All I know is like, okay, have you been to Donut Plant?
No, what's that?
Oh my God. It is like the preeminent donut place in New York City.
Okay.
They used to be just have one location in the Lower East Side, but they like people would line up at 8 a.m.
Oh, no.
And they would sell out by like 10 a.m.
Okay.
And they would, even if they didn't, they were only open until 2 p.m.
Yeah.
But that was like the spot. And then they franchised out. There's actually one in Williamsburg now, but they have two options.
It's is on, it on Bedford?
Yeah, Bedford.
I have been there.
Yeah. And they have yeast options and cake options. And that was the first time I learned that there's two different species of donuts.
Yeah.
And the yeast is the puffy.
Okay, yes, we are talking about the same thing, but I've never
like,
heard them called yeast.
Yeah, well, I guess that's what is in it that makes it puffy.
Fair.
Which makes sense. And then the cake is like the dense mm-hmm. ones you can throw through a car window.
Yeah.
I'm just picturing you throwing a fucking donut in the car and it's swerving off the hot.
Shout out to donut.
Yeah. But I love a yeast donut just because like the texture, the chewiness, mm-hmm. I love that. But fried donuts... That's like, I'm thinking of like churro now.
Okay, that's not what I mean.
But those smell amazing.
Anyways, donuts smell great.
Donuts smell great. Go to the donut plant.
Okay, this, I'm not happy about this one, but I did put
you
it on
put
the
it,
list.
Put it, so.
Know. Disneyland. Oh. Imagine consonants. Disneyland.
Why not Disney World?
Because they went to Disneyland first.
Okay.
And I like it better.
I don't remember them. I was like 12 the last time.
I don't really either.
I went to an amusement park.
But I do remember how they smell.
They do have a smell.
I think they like...
They do.
And scent it.
Oh, I'm sure
I realize
do.
It's outdoors.
I'm sure they do.
But like...
Every fucking ride is scented. Mm-hmm. The food court is scented.
I just remember it smelling like sweet.
Yep.
And like... I sort of like... I don't know. Imagine like churros and a fun fair and things like that, but also not, also sort of like plastic.
Well, it's all manufactured. Everything about your experience at a Disneyland/World is considered, to the point where somebody was telling me this, my writing partner was telling me this, about how if you go to Disneyland, they have made it so that wherever you are in the park, when you like look at the horizon, you won't see outside of the park. So it doesn't like ruin the fantasy that you're in Disneyland.
That's terrifying.
Isn't it? Kind of.
Also, isn't it just like prohibitively expensive now?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
I haven't looked at prices because why would I? But yeah,
we don't align to that.
Not a Disney adult. I was barely a Disney child.
Same. I'm not a Disney gay. Let's be clear.
That's a thing.
I have hobbies. Oh, that's a thing.
Oh, boy.
Number 58. Again, sort of spinning off this. Parades.
Parades.
We love a parade.
We love a parade.
It's giving peanuts. It's giving balloons.
I'm thinking of the smell of like burning something.
Yeah, like exhaust.
That. But I remember when I was a kid, and I think my parents took me to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade like once or twice. I think at one point I was actually in it on like a weird Macy's little float.
What?
When I was like this weird little child model.
You were like riding the Monopoly
my
Man.
My very, very brief lived career as a child model for the Macy's catalog. And they're like, let's stuck these children in a trolley and ride them around the parade for some reason. Okay. But there was always this smell, almost like the smell of burning leaves.
Mm.
I don't think it was leaves because we're in Manhattan.
Right.
But it was like the smell of burning something, almost like burnt pretzel cart smell. Ooh. And that's what I think of when I think of parade, burning pretzel cart smell.
So shout out to pretzels.
Shout out.
Number 59, cumin.
I'm surprised.
I am too.
You especially.
I know. I don't want it in my fragrances, but I do want it in my food.
Okay.
You know?
It's such a specific.
I know.
Specific flavor and scent.
I know.
Wait, what is your favorite thing to cook with cumin?
Like everything. I put cumin in a lot of things.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I put cardamom in a lot of things.
That tracks.
Cardamom's also like weirdly expensive as a spice, so I'm going to fucking get as much use out of it as I can.
Yeah, totally.
Cardamom in your coffee. Anytime you make a bread, yogurt, mm-hmm. So good. It's good in everything. I love this one. Barnes & Noble / Border / large chain bookstores. They do have a good smell.
Yes, I read. And paper. They do. I walked by a Barnes & Noble yesterday.
Where?
I don't know. Like, where was I? The 90s?
Yeah. I was going to say, I'm like, they're probably just like all way uptown.
No, I was here.
Is the Union Square one still open?
Yes, I think that one is still open.
Okay, okay.
I don't know. Where was I yesterday?
I don't know.
Who can say?
I don't know.
But there was a Barnes & Noble.
Okay.
Yeah, they just smelled like, I mean, like sort of a Target, but make it books.
Yes.
And like coffee.
There is a book smell that doesn't smell like commodity book. It mm-hmm. doesn't smell like sandalwood,
mm-hmm.
but it's like a wet paper smell almost.
Mm-hmm. Cold paper.
Cold, wet paper. If they're cold, you're cold, they're cold.
I used to know this girl who said it was okay to shoplift from Barnes & Noble because stealing literature was okay. Because knowledge should be free. And I was like, I don't think that's how that works. But she did steal me a book. And I liked it, so.
I've shoplifted from Barnes & Noble before.
That does not shock me.
Yeah. Where haven't I shoplifted?
I was going to say that next.
Okay, I'm also surprised with this one.
Why?
Because it's deadly.
Well, yeah. So are all good things. Exhaust. Please don't huff it.
Don't.
But I do love the smell of exhaust.
What kind of exhaust?
Car exhaust.
Like what kind of car? Like a Mack truck or like a sports car?
I don't know. Like, I feel like...
Well, okay, so there's different types. Because, like, is it a diesel car?
No.
Okay.
I feel like it's a big truck, though.
Yeah. See, like, I grew up half with, like, old diesel cars. My dad's an auto mechanic. Yeah. So he would occasionally, like, bring home cars he was working on and then just, like, drive them as if it was his own. I don't know why.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Just for, like, a couple of days and then back and forth to the shop. So, like, whatever. But a lot of them were like diesel cars. And I remember we had like an old Volvo, like one of the old ass Volvos that was diesel.
That was
and it,
diesel?
It had a different smell.
Shit.
Than like the regular old ones. But it's
all
a
types
good smell.
All types of exhaust. I don't discriminate.
Yeah.
But I do not want to die.
Mostly that.
Oh, number two. Shout out to Asia. Tomato.
Tomato. I love the smell of a tomato. Dude, there's nothing better than like a ripe heirloom tomato. Sliced, a little salt and pepper. Mm. Chef's kiss.
My mom
so good.
And her ma both make this bomb-ass tomato salad, which is essentially that.
Yeah.
With like one or two more things. And like, it's like the only thing I want to eat all summer. And it always smells delicious.
just like eat it like an apple. I used to love that shit.
Same.
Ooh, yeah.
Number 63.
Also deadly.
Nail polish.
Nail polish. Love the smell. But like, I think I'm like so used to it now. Mm-hmm. It doesn't faze me at all.
Right.
And then I remember once I was like painting my nails or like fixing a nail, and like the person I was dating at the time was over, and he was like, oh my God, that smell is so crazy. And I was like, huh?
Right.
What are you talking about?
No, same. Like, yeah. Are we like nose blind to it now?
Maybe.
I do feel like nail polishes smell less than they did in like the
90s. I agree. I think they do.
Because when I would go to my mom's salon when she was getting her nails done, it would always be OPI, and that shit had a scent.
Yeah.
Now I don't feel
Now everything's like 5 free, 10 free.
Yeah. But I have like done my nails and like hours later met up with someone and they'd be like, do you just do your nails? I'm like, who wants to know? So I guess
I could see that if they came to your home and smelling it. But like if you're out in the wild, that's weird.
It's odd.
Because once it's dry, they don't smell anymore.
Allegedly.
Weird. Ooh, it is good.
Number 64, a clove.
Clove is a good
smell. I love a clove.
I used to love clove cigarettes.
I did too, and I didn't want to say it.
Why not?
Dad, no, I didn't. I would smoke them in college.
Like, that was like such a thing when I was
Because it would crackle.
No, they just tasted so good.
And they would crackle.
Okay.
It was like a full experience.
Yeah. That was like I just didn't get it. Like, I guess I just don't have an addictive personality. Like, drugs don't work on me, unfortunately. But like, I do remember also like the few times that I've like been to Europe is the only time I've like smoked cigarettes. Mm-hmm. And I remember buying a pack of clove cigarettes in Paris and smoking them. Also, their cigarettes are a lot smaller, so like you go through them really quickly and like feeling really cool. But then I was like, I'm in my own little movie walking around Paris alone with my stupid little clove cigarette. I was also like, what, 23, 24?
It's also a smell you can never get off you.
Never.
You think but cigarettes are bad?
I love the smell of clove cigarettes.
I do too.
Like lingering.
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay, but not just clove cigarettes. Clove that you bake with.
Fine.
Clove and fragrances.
Yeah.
There needs to be more clove and fragrances.
There needs to be more clove.
Also, please don't smoke.
Don't do it.
Number 65, fresh asphalt.
Ooh.
It's giving tar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a good smell.
It is.
It reminds me, honestly, of the smell of like tennis courts or tennis balls.
Okay.
I don't know why, but it does. It's like rubbery.
Tennis balls.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a rubbery smell.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, I see that. Mm-hmm. Number 66. Ulta. We love the smell of Ulta.
Oh my God. It just smells like every perfume spray.
Every perfume. And there's always usually a salon in the Ulta. So it smells like hairspray.
The bigger ones, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ulta slaps. It's a little scary in there, though. There's just too much going on.
We love an Ulta. This is an Ulta household.
My only introduction to Ulta is when they finally opened in New York City.
Really?
Yeah. I've never been to an Ulta.
What?
It's like a suburban thing.
Okay, that was a read.
They were never around.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I'd never been to one.
Before. Wait. So when you say that, had you been to the Upper East Side one?
Yes, when it opened.
Got it.
And I remember because I was working at Allure at the time.
Okay.
They had some partnership with Ulta, and they were doing this activation where people who went to the launch night could win or something, like a free shopping spree with the lore editors, and like we would help them shop for stuff. But also the dumb thing was like they have to pay for it,
right?
So it's still like, that's kind of dumb. I'm like, you should give them a gift certificate.
Totally.
And be like, we'll help you spend this $100 gift certificate or whatever,
right?
But I remember it being a thing, and then it was like after work. It was like from like 6 p.m to 10 or something.
Jesus.
And I thought it was like elective, and they were like, no, you have to go. And I was like, no, I don't. This is outside work hours. I don't have to go to this. And they're like, no, you have to go. They're like a big advertiser. And I was like, no, I don't. And it became like a thing that they're like, Sable isn't being a good sport. She doesn't want to work extra hours without getting overtime. And like, that's what I said. I was like, well, why would we be forced to go to an event without being paid overtime?
Yeah.
And everyone was like, well, that's not how it works. And I was like, that's not legal. I was literally like, this is like, I'm going to call OSHA on your ass. Like, and everyone was just like acting like I was being a bad employee.
Yeah.
And it was like, this is why I never want a job, because you're making me work overtime without paying me and then making me feel bad for saying it's illegal.
Right. Meanwhile, I'm working the cash wrap.
And like, I went anyway just because I was like, fine, I don't technically have anything to do. This is becoming weird.
Yeah.
It was getting weird. So I was like, fine, I'll go. And then the people who were making me go bailed. Like the higher ups who were like, well, I'm going. Like, we all have to go. And then they fucking bailed.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So that's why I'm unemployed.
Anyway, that is why you're unemployed.
Yeah.
Anyway, Stan Ulta. I love the new one in Herald Square.
I've been to that one a couple
times. It's a little overwhelming. They could use one less gondola.
I agree. It's a little much.
Yeah.
also like the area it's in, it's just like tourist central, mm-hmm. which is funny because I'm like, I'm sure you have this at home.
You do have to fight your way.
Yeah. It's a fight. What else?
The aquarium.
The aquarium. I love the smell. Okay. What, I fucking fish? Love aquariums. No. The exhibitions.
Okay.
It kind of smells like an indoor pool, but yeah. without the chlorine, because that would obviously kill the creatures. But like, it's not like a necessarily like pleasant smell.
But it's festive.
But it's festive. It smells just like plastic. It smells like the little... It smells like what you think like a fake plastic marine environment would smell like.
Yeah, definitely.
But I'm just... I fucking love an aquarium. Everywhere I go when I travel, I want to know if there's an aquarium there so I can go to it. It's my goal to see every sea creature in the world. Just to look at them.
Okay.
In captivity.
Where's the aquarium here?
There's the Coney Island Aquarium.
Okay.
I think that's the only one, actually. But I've been to it so many times. They just reopened their jellyfish exhibit. It's funny because I call it spineless. And I'm like, okay.
All right.
Yeah, I was like, dig.
Rude.
And they revamped their shark. The shark exhibit is actually really cool.
Really?
The jellyfish exhibit left me wanting more. But I'm glad I saw it. I went on a date there this summer and I made him take me.
Love.
Yeah. Also because it's like...
With who?
It was like a third date.
Okay.
This like actor.
And how do you get to Coney Island?
The F train.
Okay. So
yeah.
Okay. That seems just like a lot of work for a date.
You get on one train.
Yeah, that's easy.
Actually, no. I might have had to transfer once, but still.
Okay.
It's like it lets you out and then you're literally across the street from it.
So oh, okay.
It's that. Really easy. And then you can like walk on the Coney Island beach, on the boardwalk. It's nice. It's a nice date. Or the amusement park is also right next to it. Okay. So you can like ride a stupid wooden roller coaster. You could win a prize. It's very romantic.
I feel like it has Ryan Murphy energy.
It yes. Well, Coney Island is such like a historical place.
Yeah.
And then you add horror.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every, I don't know, that's my date pick. It's like, take me to the aquarium and the Coney Island boardwalk. I love it.
Every time I see a Ferris wheel, I just think of murder.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, okay. This is a scent that I've only experienced once in life, but it was very memorable, and that is tuberose flowers at night.
Yeah, I'm going to let you take the wheel on this
one. Okay, so here's the thing I didn't know, is that tuberose only releases its scent in the evening.
Okay.
You can't smell them in the daytime. Huh. I don't know why, but it's like they're considered the slutty flower. So, all right, I guess all that right. tracks.
Yeah.
But you go in the evening at sunset. Woof. It is like the most, like you feel like you're entering a new dimension of just this wonderful tuberose scent. So pure.
And is that what you went to harvest in Paris?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
So they were telling us all. And like, because they're growing the tuberose to be harvested, it's like the good they're all like really hardy plants that are like well kept, and like the soil is like the ideal soil or whatever.
Sure.
So it was like the most ideal tuberose to smell.
I love that.
Yeah, they're like basically GMO, just kidding. But it was so fucking good, and it's just like in a field, every time a breeze blows you smell it, it's so nice.
Mm.
Yeah, so I don't know where else they grow except the south of France.
Well, looks like we gotta go
wherever
back
they grow in the wild. Apparently there was like an old parable where they're like young lovers were cautioned against going into the tuberose fields at night because they would like fuck or something. Even though I'm like, why would you tell them not to? But like, okay, purity culture, whatever.
Number 69.
Carbon copy paper. And this might be like really, really dated. Like, yeah. I don't even know if like Gen Z has ever seen this before, but you know that paper, it's almost like when you fill out a form at the DMV and it's like, there's like the yellow page, the white page. And when you press on one, it presses through all of them to make a copy. Yeah. The smell of that paper.
Really?
Yeah. It's almost like, it's not like receipt paper because that's thermo.
And waxy.
But carbon copy paper.
Hmm.
It has like this inky, this sharp inky smell to it.
Okay.
I guess because there is technically a thin
layer
sheet of
carbon,
I suppose. Yeah. Carbon.
We both put this on the list, so I deleted mine.
Oh.
Cilantro.
I fucking love cilantro.
Same. And if you don't, get
a life. I don't have the gene. That makes
either.
It soap.
Thank God.
But I have always been curious when people say it tastes like soap, what soap? Because also scented. So
prove it.
What soap are you, like, is it ivory? Is it Dial? Is it Irish Spring?
Right.
Like, what is it? What is the soap? Palm olive?
I would eat a bush of cilantro.
Me too. I would just eat it like in a salad. Mm-hmm. It's the best. It makes everything better.
It does.
I love it so much.
Lemongrass.
Lemongrass.
This is such a good one.
I fucking love lemongrass. In cooking, in scent. Mm-hmm. I don't like when they try to put it in cleaning products, though.
Yeah, I feel
all
that.
Of those like natural cleaning products brands, and they're like lemongrass. I'm like, no.
Right.
Don't do that. We don't want our counters to smell like this. Mm-hmm. Because whatever fake ass lemongrass you have, it's not the good one.
Right.
You cheaped out.
Right. Exactly. Just use lemon.
Just use lemon.
Because when you try to like emulate the like greenness, like the pungentness of the lemongrass, it never goes well.
It's such a unique scent that I think artificially it doesn't read well.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. God, I really want some Thai food now.
I know. It's giving tonka.
I know. I was like, God, I want some lemongrass coconut soup. Where am I?
72.
Oh, okay. Speaking of nail polish, there is a specific hand lotion that all of the nail salons that I grew up around would use. It's like a green and white bottle. It's called Triple Lanolin Aloe Vera. And
oh my God, I know it.
You know it. You know it. They sell it everywhere.
Is the product a little green too or no?
No, it's white.
It's white.
It's just a white cream. Okay. But the scent that it's scented with is so, I don't know, it's like seared into my brain.
Is it aloe?
It's like a fake smell, basically. Sure, it's like a fake manufactured scent. I think they meant it to just be like kind of refreshing and a little powdery. And I remember seeing it at, I mean, like you can buy it anywhere at like Bed Bath & Beyond. And they had the travel tubes and I copped it from Bed Bath & Beyond. And now every time I use it, it's also just like a good hand cream in general. Mm. It just reminds me of like going with my mom to the nail salon. Because she's like the type of person who would get her nails done every week at the salon.
Sure.
Just a regular polish. I would just do my own nails, but like a few times she'd bring me along with her to get my nails done. And then she would, I mean, okay, my mom's fully Korean, fluent, but like doesn't want to like talk shit with people at the nail salons. And a lot of the nail salons we went to, because they were in Queens, were owned by Koreans. So my mom would just tell them she wasn't Korean. And then listen to all the shit they talk about everybody.
That's
including her.
Funny.
Including her, which is like, and it's funny because like, when you see me and my mom next to each other, you know we're related because we look alike. We don't think so, but literally every single person is like, oh my God, you look exactly the same. So like, whatever. I'm biased. Or we're biased, maybe. So like, I'd go there and then in Korean, all these ladies would just be like, oh my God, is that her daughter? She's so much prettier than her. The father must be the handsome one. And then when my dad came to pick us up, he was like, ah, oh, it makes so much sense now. And I was like, damn, you
oh my God.
You girls are vicious.
I love that.
I know. And my mom doesn't give a shit. She doesn't care. She doesn't take it personally, but she's just like, or she'll be like, and my mom, like, you know, she has very luxurious tastes. Mm-hmm. And they'll be like, I wonder if her Gucci bag is fake. Like, they'll say shit like that.
Shout out to her.
Yeah. I just think it's so funny that, like, that's all the shit they talk about, the people that go there.
Oh my God. I love that.
Yeah.
Wow. Number 73. A car dealership.
A car dealership.
I have to agree.
Yes.
I think this is all of like the automotive scents wrapped into one, including pavement and tires and wax.
Yeah.
And but whatever they use to like shine also, the cars.
Some of them also like now have their own scent made.
That
like I know Mercedes does that and Jaguar does that.
Yep.
Okay. The Muji store.
I have never been to a Muji
really?
Store. Yep. And that's everyone's reaction.
I could see that.
They're
I could see. I see that you have no business at a Muji.
What? Why?
It's just not your vibe. I get it.
It's not my vibe.
It's kind of, it's like Japanese wellness brand. Home goods. It's like everything is like very calming, very spa-like and very, I don't know. But they always have those fucking aromatic aromatherapy misters going with their branded scents.
Yeah.
And they have one called Sweet Hug. It's so funny.
I love that. Oh, you told me about that.
Yeah.
There are like as many Mujis in Manhattan as there are like Starbucks and Equinox. They're everywhere.
They're everywhere. People love a Muji.
I have to go to a Muji.
They're fine. Like they're great for stationery if you're into that. And pens. They're great for like
pens,
little
is what
pens.
I always
hear. Yeah. They're great for little organizational thingies.
All the girls I work with love Muji.
Yeah.
So like I just need to go.
It's kind of like if you ever aspire to be a minimalist, you go in there and I'm like, oh, everything's so soothing.
That is kind of my vibe. If it was also a cartoon.
Mm, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But they're tight. Yeah, check them out. 75.
This is so funny. Oh, wait. No. Yes, but the next one is even funnier.
Literally any spa. Walk into a spa. There is always a spa smell. It's usually like...
Eucalyptus.
Eucalyptus, lavender, all of the fucking essential oils.
Yep.
Like, It just smells like essential oils, which personally I'm against, but also I love the smell of
love to be calm.
Love to be calm. I love to be well. 76. A group of girls.
I saw this morning and I was like, this is hilarious,
it's
actually.
Any and every group of girls. It's just a good girl smell. I don't mean like good girl TM. I mean like just it's a pleasant smell.
It is.
I don't know. And I think it's just like an amalgamation of like all the girl things. Mm-hmm. That is just good
in one.
In
right.
one. Yeah. If you get in like a car, and I was thinking of this specifically when I wrote that, like in my teenage days, when like your friends start getting their driver's license and there's like one friend who has parents who don't give a shit. So like she just drives everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's always like you're going out. Five girls in a car that have no business being in like a coupe.
An enclosed space.
And it's just like hairspray,
perfume,
Britney Spears Curious, mm-hmm. Victoria's Secret Body Splash,
lip gloss,
like cigarette smell. Mm-hmm. It's like such a good smell.
It's good.
Yeah. A group of girls.
We should emulate that.
We should. I was thinking, I'm like, what is a group of girls called?
And the fragrance would be called A Group of Girls.
Yeah. Well, like, you know how they're like, a group of crows is called a murder. It's like, yeah. What do you call a group of girls?
77, Neutrogena body oil. You have talked about this.
Yes, the Neutrogena body oil. And I know it's like basically petrol, but like that smell.
It's fossil fuel.
It's basically fossil fuel. It's just like mineral oil. But like, I think it's just called sesame formula, like light sesame formula.
Yeah.
Ugh, that smell is so good. So good. Mm-hmm. I copped a bottle of it just because I like the smell, like the full. I wish they had the like travel size, but I just copped the full size and like an impulse purchase at Walgreens. And like, I'm never going to use this whole bottle, but
it's fine.
It's also like not that moisturizing.
Yeah.
Because it's like a light layer of an occlusive. So it's not actually that moisturizing, but it smells so good.
Impulse purchases are allowed at a drugstore.
They are.
It's fine. That's what they're for.
Exactly. It's like $10, I think.
Have you used, speaking of occlusives, Future World yet?
Yes.
What do you think?
Future Wise. It does the job.
Really?
It slugs.
Okay.
It's a little rich for me, personally. Okay.
That's what I worry about.
I, like, looked at the ingredient list, and, like, I think one of them was, like, vegetable oil. And I was like, do I want to put that on?
Yeah.
I don't know. But the face mist is nice.
Is it? Okay.
The regular cream is nice. The slug balm, which is, like, the slugging hero product
to
me, was, like, I think that's like not necessarily for me.
Yeah, I can see that being this.
But I think if you're into slugging or if you're just like incredibly dry, like it's good.
Okay.
It like means business.
I'm going to try it, but I think it'll freak my skin out.
Maybe.
Just because when I put anything too rich on at night, it like never goes well.
Yeah.
I had an episode.
Oh, you did.
Yeah,
that's right.
With my skin this week.
What? Did you find out what it was?
No, but I went to the derm.
Okay.
Really, I went to the derm for a prescription retinol, but I was like, this is a good excuse.
Did they give it to you?
Yeah, but the pharmacy didn't call me. Anyway, yeah, it was a moment. They said it was like, I thought it was an allergic reaction. They said it might have been a eczema flare up on my face, but I was like, I don't have eczema.
Maybe you didn't know.
But Kim Kardashian does. But yeah, so that was, I didn't love that. But it's.
Wait, so what did they give you for it? Like something steroid cream?
Forgot to put in my bag. Yeah, I've just been using the Dew Deliverance Serum and then a really simple moisturizer.
Have you tried the Dew moisturizer?
Yeah, I just finished it today.
Do you like it?
I love it.
Okay.
It's great.
I haven't tried it yet. So.
It's good. It's just simple and rich.
I want them to see it, but I also don't need any more creams.
Right. It's rich, but it's not too rich. It's just like nice. It's fine.
Nice.
They just released an eye serum too. You know what, actually?
I saw that.
I've had them since launch. 2 weeks ago, I got obsessed with the eye patches.
Really?
I like can't live without them now.
When do you do them?
Just after I pop on eye cream.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because my whole, like, I would do, I should do them more, but I also just like, can't be fucked to like wait.
I love how they feel. I usually do them at night because if I do them in the morning, I'll put everything on my face, but I won't put SPF on. I'll put those on for as long as you need to be on. Then I'll SPF. If it's at night, which is when I usually do them, I'll just pop them on and just like wait till they fall off. They just feel so good.
Okay. Because I do like the way that they actually like really press the whatever I put under it into my eyes.
And hold it there. Yeah.
Because my under eyes are usually the most dehydrated part of my face.
Yeah.
Maybe I should suck it up and do them. I think I should.
You have them, right?
I have them. Yeah, okay.
I love them. Shout out to Dew.
Shout out to Dew. Send me the moisturizer.
Yeah.
The Caudalie Elixir Face Spray.
I think all face sprays are clown behavior.
I do too, but this one just smells so good.
Okay.
It has that like aromatic, herbal kind of scent.
Totally loves that shit.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what it is, but it just smells like It's like slightly medicinal almost.
Hmm.
But every makeup artist that I've ever has ever like makeup to my face uses it as like a prep step.
Yep.
And they're just like, close your eyes, and they spray something, and I'm like, oh, it's the Caudalie. Mm-hmm. Like, I see.
I've been using the new Kosas face mist.
Oh, do you like it?
And I do, actually. They're positioning it more as a serum that you spray on.
Yeah, yeah.
But it does feel like it has a little bit more body, because I was using the Tower 28 one, mm-hmm. which was just fine, which is essentially water thin, and this has a beautiful spray and a beautiful atomizer, but when it hits your face, it feels a little bit more substantial. Okay. But not too rich that you,
yeah.
you know, it feels like it's blocking anything. I really like it.
I'm not like a face spray. I've never been a face spray girl. I get it.
Yeah.
I have them because they just get sent to me, but I do like the Milk Makeup Hydro Grip face spray for setting makeup. That one actually works.
Yeah.
Because
and I wouldn't think it would, but it does.
I was like actually surprised at that. Yeah. They're like, I'm not a primer girl, but of all the primers, I do think Milk Makeup makes some of the best primers out there.
I am no longer a primer, and I realize that all the makeup artists are right when they say, like, if you just prep your skin enough, you'll be fine. But I do like a primer. But I just don't like how
it always looks like you're wearing primer. Like, you can always tell.
Yeah. My thing was, like, I usually do my makeup straight out the shower, and it's like, I'll do my skincare and then put a primer on and then put the makeup on. And it's just like, there's so much shit on my face that I feel like everything is sliding around. So it's like, as long as my face is still a little moist from skincare, it'll be fine. I will prime if I'm like dry or like didn't just get out the shower, but yeah.
Yeah. I also, wait, you don't really do full face foundation anymore.
No, I haven't in years. Yeah. So just concealer.
Me neither. The few times I have done full face foundation for like an event or if I know there's going to be photos, and then I'll break out the setting sprays and shit, that's when I'm like, okay, I get it. If you're a full foundation girly, I get it. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, like, I don't get it.
I use more liquids than I do powders, but I feel I use more powder than you.
Yeah,
which is, so setting sprays are helpful with that.
Yes.
You know? To take the chalkiness away.
Yeah. That's the thing. I would use powder more, but I don't like the finish.
Right.
Because it looks dry.
That's why I don't use foundation. Because I feel like it ages me.
I think it does too. Mm. I think like as soon as you put foundation on, you see where all the dry spots are. It highlights all your blood. Yeah.
Foundation looks like shit on me.
Highlights your texture. I'm like.
In a way that concealer like doesn't.
I know.
You know.
And I hate to fucking say this, but the only foundations that don't do that are like the stupid expensive ones. Yep.
Armani Luminous Silk.
I know everyone rides for that foundation. I don't.
Really?
I don't get it.
Okay.
It's like weirdly silicone-y on me.
Oh.
I don't know why.
It's great on me. Ugh. But what do you like?
The Clé de Peau. It's fucking $250.
Yeah. Is that a stick or a liquid?
It's a liquid. It's like a cream.
Got it.
It comes in a pot.
Oh, yeah.
That, the Chantecaille Future Skin, unbeatable. And actually, I will say NARS makes really fucking good foundations. That their new like light reflecting one, chef's kiss.
I know, it's so good.
Yeah.
You know what one I really like? The new Patrick Ta foundation. Oh. It comes in a compact, and it's a cream and then a powder, a setting powder.
Okay.
And it's, you can apply it with your fingers.
Yeah.
I think it's really great to have like a setting powder like as an exact match to your foundation. Yep. But it's like medium coverage, it's really workable, it's buildable where you want it. The powder doesn't emphasize texture, neither does the foundation. I really like it.
It's interesting.
It's good.
Have you tried the Jones Road? What the foundation?
No, hate that fuck name. Jones Road.
I hate that name. But that's a foundation that I feel like I would drive with because it's like that creamy consistency.
I'd be interested. That's the one that like went viral and got all that shit for it, right?
Yeah.
I would try it. That wasn't my
fault.
I would
try that. Yeah. I will also say that the Glossier concealer, the stretch concealer, is a really good like fake. I remember like Katie Jane Hughes, the makeup artist, calling it once like a great solid tinted moisturizer. And I'm like, that's a great way, because that's kind of what it does.
Okay, so the REM Beauty one is not like that. It's more emollient, but like I use it sort of as an all over.
Yeah.
You know, I think anything with that sort of stiff cream texture is really good. Oh my God.
What?
Okay.
What?
You know how I've been standing the Lawless concealer all year because it like sinks into skin.
Sure.
The newer Huda Beauty concealer is like that.
Okay.
With a little more coverage, obviously. It's so skin-like. I've had it forever. I haven't used it until I finally did. And like, you know, Huda is about that full beat lifestyle. Yeah. So I was like, let me not rush into this. Really good. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like excited to use it again.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it called? It's just like whatever the new one is.
Like Seamless Skin or some bullshit.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Her shit is good quality.
It is.
Like all of her products are really good. They're just like for people who do a full beat, which is usually not me.
Yeah.
But I love the eyeshadows.
I do too. Sorry,
how did we get on this fucking
our foundation?
God damn it. Because the fucking caudalie spray.
I know.
Anyway, 79.
Anise. We love anise.
I love anise in anything and everything. And the flavor and the scent.
In and baking, in booze, in fragrance. All of it.
Love it.
Always a hit.
In drugs. Love it. Okay, number 80. Perhaps you will remember,
yes,
or people of our age, the Mr. Sketch scented markers from elementary school slash.
They all smelled like chemicals.
Yeah.
But
they all smelled like
chemicals.
Jolly Ranchers.
Yeah.
But they were so good.
So good.
And like, just think of it. Why are you giving children markers to huff? Like, why are you doing that?
Yeah. What about This Is Right?
Yeah.
It's like candy cigarettes.
Literally.
It's like, you're not doing drugs, but do you want to?
Yeah. Training drugs. 81. Pond's Cold Cream.
Absolutely.
Yes.
The original makeup remover.
The original makeup remover.
It smells like cucumbers to me.
Yeah. I think it's meant to.
Yeah.
I wonder, what are they still like a brand? Like, what happened to them?
I think Cold Cream is still around.
But like Ponds? Is Ponds still around?
Probably.
Okay.
For the Cold Cream specifically. What if,
I feel like all their market is just like dying.
Why were we using Cold Cream to begin with? I guess it was because it was like the 90s.
No. It was one of those like everything products. It's like, it's a hydrating mask. It's a moisturizer. Ugh, it's a makeup remover.
No, it's not. But it is a makeup remover.
This also is basically fossil fuel.
Yeah. Is it oil-based? Is that why it works so well?
It's just like mineral oil.
Dude. Right.
Yeah. Cold cream. Oh, yeah. 82.
Sweet. Oh.
The Nuts for Nuts carts.
Absolutely.
Anytime you walk by a Nuts for Nuts carts, it's just like roasted sugared almonds.
Uh-huh.
Ugh, that smells so,
so
good.
So good.
And then like, when I was like 20 or something, stomping around the city for the first time, every time I passed by a cart, I couldn't resist getting a bag. And then later on, I realized you're not supposed to be eating that many nuts in like a day, because even if they're not coated in sugar and cooked in sugar, like nuts are just very high in fat, so they're hard to digest.
High in protein too.
And high in protein, but they're so high in fat that it's actually like difficult for your stomach to digest. You're really not supposed to eat that much in a day. Here I was eating like
just cones of nuts.
A fucking liter of
sugary
almonds.
I can't say I blame you.
Yeah.
There was a Nuts for Nuts cart on Broadway and 36, which was like the corner that my office was on, my first office in New York. And like every time I would walk back from like getting the fuck out of there for a mental health walk, I was like, ugh, this is so good.
They're so fucking good.
I know, but I never got
that. Addictive. They're like, I don't know how much they are now, but they're so addictive.
Yeah.
And then your tummy hurts afterwards.
Yeah.
Worth it. 83. Pencil shavings / cedar chips.
Okay, those are two different things.
I guess so. Yeah, I guess they are. But sometimes they can smell the same. But like a fresh number two pencil, freshly sharpened.
They're like,
smell.
They're like wood chips of different size.
Different sizes. Different woods. What are pencils made? I have no idea what pencils are made out of. But that smell. Also, I think pencil shavings is an interesting note.
I agree. And that's been in some shit, right?
It was in like a catbird scent that I like, in the tarot card smell, or the kin smell.
Do kids still use pencils or do they just use iPads?
I think they just use iPads.
Good for them.
Yeah. Cedar chips, like the bedding you get for rodents.
Mm-hmm. Rodents?
Well,
oh, like I thought you meant like mulch.
No.
Okay. This is coming together for
me. Yeah, okay. Well, I used to have a pet rabbit, so I'd have to get these, like, bales of fucking cedar chips for his little litter box. And, like, opening that bag was, like, such a nice smell.
Are they, like, shavings?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're a little...
All right, I see where your head's at now.
Yeah. But then, you know, they piss on them, and then it smells bad. But, like...
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why, like, cedar was the wood that they used for that. I guess there are different types of bedding you could get. There was, like, this, like... woolly paper mulch type as well, but I like the smell of the cedar, so I got those. R.I.P. to that rabbit.
What was the rabbit's name?
Mochi.
Yeah,
it
that's
was all
adorable.
White, okay. And it had like the little black eyeliner.
Oh,
it was so cute.
Adorable.
84. Cotton candy.
I'm gonna have to agree with you on that one.
What is it about
synthetic
sugar?
Cotton candy or like real cotton candy?
No, when you go to the fair and they're doing the thing with the making it, which I'm still just like, how does it happen?
I know.
Because they just pour like powdered sugar granules into a heated bundt pan.
And it like...
It turns into
It's floss. So fine when they're spinning it too.
How does it happen? It's magic.
Again, we sound like morons.
It's pure magic.
This is not a science podcast. We're allowed to have questions.
Yes. 85. Carmex lip balm.
I was going to put this on there, so I'm glad
really?
That you did. I was going to put chapstick on, but
okay.
Yeah.
Specifically Carmex.
Okay.
It has that like medicated... I think Blistex also does a variation of this. It's like the medicated formula... But it has that like medicinal scent to it. Also, Carmex, again, just fossil fuel.
Yeah.
It's just petroleum that is scented with something. So, whatever. But I fucking love the smell of that scent.
I was more of a chapstick girl.
Yeah.
But like that, like...
Cherry chapstick.
Wet.
Yet again, Descript has betrayed us. I'm going to write them a stern email.
Literally. If you are thinking about starting a podcast with Descript, don't. Anyway.
We were at Chapstick. Yeah. We ended there. At least I caught it this time.
The night air when it snows.
Yes. That is such a specific scent. The scent right before or right when it starts snowing at night, specifically.
It's like electric.
It is. The air has like this electric snap to it, like a charge.
Yeah, a
snap. It's like charged air.
Charged air, say that.
Yes.
My friends always give me shit about calling cloud charged air, but I'm right.
Get used to it. Yes, that's the thing. And if you pretend that you don't know what it is, like, shut up.
Thank you. Number 87, Pine Sol.
Pine Sol, interesting. I just love
like something freshly cleaned. And I love that Pine Sol is unabashedly, mm-hmm. they're like, do you want to smell like the fakest version of a tree and also clean?
It's like they weren't even trying. They like phoned in the assignment.
Yeah, it's not a bad smell, like. But it's certainly not like, but like, I like that.
The same with, there's like a floor cleaner, like Murray's floor cleaner fluid.
Yeah.
That's the same thing as Pine Sol. It's like a concentrate and you add it to like a bucket with a mop. That smell also, I don't know what they're going for, but I'm like, it smells like floors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, okay, 88. The end of a bonfire. Like when you extinguished the bonfire and it's just like the smell of like the wood charred and the leaves around it and like the earth.
I know this one came from you because I've never been sober enough to remember the end of a bonfire, let alone the smell.
Okay, so like I used to go camping on the beach every summer as a kid and we would do bonfires on the beach, which I guess is a different vibe because it's on a beach, so it's like sand. But the smell of the burning, because you'd buy like a log at like the gas station, like firewood, and it would just linger on your clothes. Mm. And then the day after.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, oh, I remember when I went upstate to my friend Dara's house and we made a little bonfire in her backyard. And like, it took, first of all, it's so hard to get a fire started. Oh my God, Jesus Christ.
Shout out to cavemen.
Yeah. And like, we were just like burning bits of newspaper, trying to like stoke this fucking fire. And then we both like smoked a little too much and we didn't realize we were both high trying to get this fire started.
This is what you always do. You're like, I don't drink or do drugs, but when I do.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because like we both just like, we're very conservative, sure. Like just took a hit and then I didn't realize that I was high as we were trying to do this, and then we're both just standing outside this fire just like dancing,
levitating,
like swaying, like dancing, and then we're both like, why are you doing that, like why are you doing that, and then we're like, oh, we're really high. That's it's why, like, we can't get this fucking,
like,
fire.
It's like that scene at the end of The Witch, like, yeah, where everyone's exactly. like naked and levitating exactly. around the fire.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess this is sort of riffing off Pine Sol, but I love a Clorox wipe.
Okay, serial killer.
If they're bad for the environment, don't tell me. Wait, why?
The smell of like bleach.
Oh, yeah.
Cleaning across. Well,
as if I'm smart enough to hide a body, please. No.
You could try.
Yeah, I don't love the smell of bleach for bleach's sake, but I do love bleach cleaning products.
Okay.
Because I love to be clean. 90.
Ooh.
Icing, parentheses, any.
Yes.
I was going to put vanilla icing, but chocolate kind of slaps too.
They all. Buttercream. Mm. Now I want a cupcake.
I know. Okay, this one is mine, and it's specific.
Okay.
There's this brand called Public Goods, and I don't really get it, but they've pitched me before.
Oh, I've heard of them.
I think
I have heard of them, yes.
It's just like...
It's like bulk, like co-op store vibes?
No.
No, never mind.
No, and also maybe.
Okay.
I think they make like home essentials, and I think they make like...
It's everything's underbranded.
I would love to like know what I'm talking about. Yeah. There's like no branding on it, but I think they make like cleaning supplies and home things.
I have also received press releases from them.
Yeah, and skincare as well.
Yeah.
And like you said, there's like no branding. It's all very... And it's all very affordable.
Yeah.
Which we love. So they make a shaving cream that smells incredible. And it's not very scented, but it's just scented enough. And I don't use shaving cream because I haven't like shaved down to the bone in years, but someone else does, and it smells so, it's almost like clovey. It's like spicy in ways that like men's shaving products are never. Oh my God, it's so beautiful. And it's like $11. It's nice. So good.
Wait, so I'm trying to remember the last time I saw you clean shaven, and
I don't think you ever have.
Can't.
I haven't used a razor since like 2015. Weird. Yeah.
Wait, so what do you use? A buzzer?
So yeah, I just use a clipper, facial hair clipper. And like the one that I do use, it could shave me clean without any product because it gets my neck clean.
Yeah.
But I just haven't had a clean
face. How do you choose the optimal length of facial hair?
You just go with God.
Okay.
I do a three.
Are they all the same though? Are they all standardized?
What do you mean?
Clipper numbers? Yeah, that's what I thought. Because when people are like, I'll do three, I'm like, how do you know what that means?
A clipper, for your hair, is a three. Like, you can go to any barber shop in the world and be I go down to a three on my head and just skin on the side. But for facial trimmers, it's sort of optimized to the device.
Got it. Because okay, I've never had facial hair, so I don't know what that's like. But I've made out with people with facial hair, and sometimes I'm like, it's gotta go.
Yeah, too much.
If you have a mustache, it's got it looks great, but I can't make out with a mustache. I'm not a germaphobe, but I am a germaphobe when it comes to other dudes' facial hair. Because I'm like, it's on my face.
Yeah.
And other places, perhaps. But there's germs in facial. I don't know.
I get it. I'm the same way. I really like facial hair. But.
Well, that's what I wonder. If you have facial hair and then you make out with someone with facial hair, I'm like, is that, what is that? Just fighting?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I really like facial hair. But if it, and I like a beard, but if the facial hair starts, if the beard starts coming, off of the face, do you know what I mean? Mm. If it's that long that it's sort of there's your face and then there's your beard, that's gotta go.
That's, yeah. And everyone, obviously everybody's face is different and their facial hair grows in differently. So it suits people or it doesn't suit other people. But I don't know. If you're dating a woman, you can't, I don't know where I'm going with this. I was just mad that I made out with a mustache once. Anyway.
I want to do that one, the top one, last, though.
Okay. Of course.
Okay.
We've reached the fragrance section.
If
you've made it this far, you probably know what we're going to say.
Yes. So you can essentially turn us off now, but don't.
Yeah.
Number 92.
Yes.
1996. Duh. You knew it was coming.
Obviously.
It's now discontinued. Byredo. It's on site. But... it is. I don't need to describe it because I've described it as much as possible on this podcast, but it is the love of my life, Scentwise, and I will miss it forever. And I did buy a gigantic bottle of it to have in back stock. So
maybe they'll bring it back again.
They won't because they haven't made a good decision since they got bought. Moving on.
Okay, moving on.
Intoxicated. Beautiful.
By Killian.
By Killian.
Yes.
Best coffee scent on the market. It's not a literal coffee, but it's literal enough. It's gorgeous.
I don't get coffee from it, but I do love that scent so much.
Yes.
So good.
Number 94.
Ish.
Yeah. Unbreakable by Chloe and Lamar.
I need to fucking smell this.
Truly, truly one of my favorite scents. It sort of has everything in it. It's gourmand, it's floral, it's green. It smells just bouncy and gorgeous, and it blends also vanilla and chocolate really well in a really interesting way. I love it. It's fantastic. You're gonna call me basic for this, and I don't care. Love Don't Be Shy has
also by Killian
got its claws in me lately, sort of this whole year.
I find it pleasant but a little vacant,
maybe
not vacant in it's very rich,
yeah,
but I mean it's just not that complex to me. Which maybe is fine.
It's full to me. It smells pink marshmallows and humidity.
It does. It smells like pink marshmallows.
All year when I have been wanting something really sweet,
yeah,
just for the sake of sweetness, I've gone back to Love Don't Be Shy and I've just been so satisfied by
it. It's femininity TM.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I just think it's sort of undeniable. And I do think in the last 2 years it became that scent. Mm-hmm. But I think it deserves it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, so next, Mugler Angel.
Duh.
And I took a long time to come around to it, but once did I did.
You?
Yeah, because my memory of it was it was so nauseating.
Got it.
And then I realized, one spritz, walk in it, it will be all over your person, and then let it dry down, and that's the sweet spot.
Mm-hmm.
That is it.
Longevity.
Next, Dias & Durga Debaser.
Ugh.
We've been talking about it since day one. It's the one. It's the best.
Thank you for putting this on the list. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. I was also torn between Debaser and I don't know what.
That's fair.
But for you. I do think between the two, I think Debaser is more memorable. Next. I've lost count. Maison Crivelli Iris Malacan. It's just like the most beautiful, comforting scent to me personally. And anytime I wear it, everyone tells me all their secrets. So something to think about.
Oh, I'm glad this one is on here. Yeah.
By Rito Cellier, which was the original X-Straight oil that I bought in like 2017. Mm-hmm. And they've since, because it was limited edition at the time, they discontinued it, obviously, but they made it into one of their Night Veils X-Straights as... Oh, shit, no. I said it reverse. By Rito Cellier is the Night Veil X-Straight Eau de Parfum version of the original oiled, which was called La Celle. And I still have the oil. I'm like halfway through it. It's so good. It was like, I feel like that was, if anything, closest to my signature scent in like 2017,
totally,
2018.
Totally.
To the point where people were like, that's you. Mm-hmm. So I was like, hee hee hee.
They're not, it's not far removed from 1996 either. Do you know what I mean?
1996?
Mm-hmm.
It's more woody.
Isn't it leathery though too?
It's leather.
I think they have that in common.
Because that was the collection that was based on leather. Yes. So like, La Celle was the saddle. There was La Botte, the boots, and there was one that was gloves. I forget
what
that was
called. That's such a good idea. I didn't know that. I didn't know that at all until just now.
Yeah. I love the theme.
They don't smell alike, but they both have like heavy leather notes.
Yes, heavy leather. It's like leather and wood. Mm-hmm. So good. Next, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Robert Piguet Eau de Lys.
You love that one.
Such a good scent. Love it so much. And then I suppose last but not least, Black Opium Extreme.
Second to least.
Black Opium Extreme. I just, as far as like the popular designer fragrances go, this is such a good one.
Oh, speaking of coffee scents, yeah.
And yes, and coffee. It's like a sexy coffee scent.
It's so good. I got this because of you.
Yeah.
Because it reminds me of you, but also because I like it. And like, it's so good.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So, so good. And it's like, I don't want to say daring for like a design, but like it kind of is for like a flanker of a mainstream designer fragrance. Because normally they don't really stray too far from the original, or they just make it like more basic.
Yeah.
But this went in like a weirder direction, which I appreciate.
To me, it is more intentional.
Yes.
And it has more perspective.
Exactly.
In the way that it's more daring. Just
it's
like
got more
said.
Balls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, last.
And last, and you knew it was coming. Yeah. Cloud by Ariana Grande.
Obviously.
Duh. You know it. You love it.
Yep.
We all love it.
Okay.
It's great. If you haven't smelled it, thank you for listening to this podcast. Go out and do it. Because we talk about it every episode.
Yeah,
it's worth it. It's great.
That was our top 100 smells.
That's our top 100 and some.
And some smells. Get a little extra.
Yeah.
For free.
Don't say we never did anything
good
for you.
We're generous. God. I'm like, should we have done some sort of weird giveaway activation, blah, 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 for this? I don't know. We still have those fucking candles.
I know. We still have to give those away.
Oh, my God.
They ghosted us, so why not?
We had, like, one potentially celebrity guest that we were both pretty geeked on having on, and then he ghosted us, so.
It's fine.
What else is new?
I sort of saw it coming.
Yeah, I kind of did, too. But now I have all those fucking candles in my house that I don't want. They're just okay.
Anyway.
Anyway,
thank you for listening to us.
So
thank you for riding with us for 100 episodes and 100 cents.
Yeah,
we love it.
Can't wait to see where we go on this journey. Afterwards.
I can't wait till we get to four digits.
Whoa!
Welcome to our 1,000th episode.
It will be a TV show at that point.
Yeah,
it'll have to hop platforms.
It'll be a Marvel Cinematic Universe.
I agree. Yeah,
I love that. Mm-hmm. Hit us on Instagram at smellyoulater.mp3 and tell us your favorite smell.
Yeah.
You can also hit us on our website to leave us a voice note to shop our merch, which y'all are still very into. Thank you.
I know. So pumped.
Our merch makes great holiday gifts, I do say so myself.
I agree.
You can follow me at TynanBuck.
I'm at Sabletooth Tigra.
And until next time, we will smell you later.